Welcome, everyone, to this modified service on the fifth Sunday of Lent, March 29th, 2020. I am Pastor Leanne Darlington, and it is good to be together in spirit. We pray for the day when we will all be able to gather together again in person. But know that I keep each of you in my prayers for health and safety during these uncertain times. We begin our service. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, your Son came into the world to free us all from sin and death. Breathe upon us the power of your Spirit, that we may be raised to new life in Christ and serve you in righteousness all our days. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A reading from Psalm 130. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplication. If you were to keep watch over sins, O Lord, who could stand? Yet with you is forgiveness, in order that you may be feared. I wait for you, O Lord. My soul waits. In your word is my hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than those who keep watch for the morning. More than those who keep watch for the morning. O Israel, wait for the Lord, for with the Lord there is steadfast love. With the Lord there is plenteous redemption. For the Lord shall redeem Israel from all of their sins. Here ends our reading. Our gospel today is from the Gospel of John, chapter 11, verses 1 to 45. The Holy Gospel according to John. Now a certain man was ill, Lazarus of Bethany, with the village of Mary and her sister Martha. Mary was the one who anointed the Lord with perfume and wiped his feet with her hair. Her brother Lazarus was ill. So the sisters sent a message to Jesus. Lord, he whom you love is ill. But when Jesus heard it, he said, this illness does not lead to death. Rather, it is for God's glory, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it. Accordingly, though, Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. After having heard that Lazarus was ill, he stayed 2 days longer in the place where he was. Then after he said to the disciples, let us go to Judea again. The disciples said to him, Rabbi, the Jews were just now trying to stone you, and are you going there again? Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours of daylight? Those who walk during the day do not stumble because they see the light of this world. But those who walk at night stumble because the light is not with them. After saying this, he told them, our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I am going there to awaken him. The disciples said to him, Lord, if he has fallen asleep, he will be all right. Jesus, however, had been speaking about his death, but they thought he was referring merely to sleep. Then Jesus told them plainly, Lazarus is dead. For your sake, I am glad I was not there so that you may believe. But let us go to him. Thomas, who was called the twin, said to his fellow disciples, let us all go, that we may die with him. When Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, some 2 miles away, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them about their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and she met him while Mary stayed at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been there, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that God will give you whatever you ask of him." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day." But Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" And Martha said to him, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one coming into the world." When she had said this, she went back and called her sister Mary and told her privately, "The teacher is here and is calling for you." And when she heard it, she got up quickly and went to him. Now Jesus had not yet come to the village. He was still at the place where Martha had met him. The Jews who were with her in the house, consoling her, saw Mary get up quickly and go out. They followed her because they thought she was going to the tomb to weep. When Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she knelt at his feet and said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with her also weeping, he was greatly disturbed in spirit and deeply moved. He said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." And Jesus began to weep. Some of the Jews said, "See how he loved them." But some of them also said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying?" Then Jesus again, greatly disturbed, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone was lying against it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, "Lord, there is already a stench because he has been dead 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. And Jesus looked upward and said, "Father, I thank you for having heard me. I knew that you always hear me. But I have said this for the sake of the crowd standing here, so that they may believe that you sent me." When he said this, he cried out with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The dead man came out, his hands and feet bound with strips of cloth, and his face wrapped in a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Unbind him and let him go." Many of the Jews, therefore, who had come with Mary and had seen what Jesus did, now believed in him. Here ends our gospel reading. A lament is defined as a passionate expression of grief or sorrow. And our readings today certainly have their share of lament and anguish. In Psalm 130, we hear the psalmist cry, "Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice." And in our gospel reading, both Mary and Martha lament to Jesus, crying out, "Lord, if you would have been here, my brother would not have died." For Mary and Martha, the pain of losing their brother Lazarus was overwhelming. Our reading from John is one of the most powerful stories of all the Gospels. It is human, it is authentic, and it is honest. It is here that we read of Jesus' humanity in verse 35, the shortest verse in the Bible, where it simply states that Jesus began to weep. This is an emotionally sincere testimony to the truth of the incarnation of Jesus Christ, that Jesus was human just like the rest of us, that he felt pain and sorrow. Martha and Mary were weeping. The Jewish folks were greatly upset. The grief and pain felt by everyone was prevalent. It seems that our world right now is in a place of lament. We cry out to God in our pain and anguish, in our anxiety and fear, in our loneliness and isolation, asking where God is in all that is going on around us. We are like the psalmist. We are like Mary and Martha. We are lamenting to God. I too have cried out to God in lament this week, and I found solace in listening to my favorite hymn, "It Is Well With My Soul." This hymn was written by Horatio Spafford in 1873. Spafford was a lawyer with a deep faith and trust in God, whose life was filled with tragedy. In 1870, his four-year-old son died of scarlet fever. In the following year, all of his businesses were destroyed in the Great Chicago Fire. Knowing that these events had taken a great toll on his family, he planned a vacation for himself, his wife Anna, and their four daughters to travel to England. In the days before the trip, Horatio realized that he had a business meeting that could not be changed, so he persuaded his family to go on ahead, and he would meet them at a later date. The family boarded the ship and were on their way across the Atlantic when it collided with another ship and sank in 12 short minutes. Several days later, he received a telegram from his wife Anna with six words on it: "Saved alone. What shall I do?" Horatio boarded another ship soon after to join his grieving wife, and the captain of that ship called to him when they were near the spot where the tragedy occurred. And looking out over the vast expanse of water, Horatio knew that his children were safely in the arms of God. He returned to his cabin and wrote the lyrics of the hymn that is still a favorite of many today. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul. And I think this second verse has much poignance to what is going on in our times today. Though Satan should buffet, though trial should come, let this blessed assurance control that Christ has regarded my helpless estate and has shed his own blood for my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well. It is well with my soul. The hymn is a lament, but Horatio also wrote of a deep faith and trust in God to help him overcome the challenges that he was facing. He trusted in God. He trusted in the cross and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, knowing that the grace and mercy of a loving God was with him, not only in his life ever after, but also in the present, in the here and now, in the challenges and the pain. Jesus explains the same thing to Martha in our gospel reading today. There is good news in the resurrection. There is hope in knowing that abundant life with God is here with us in the here and now, in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. As Christians, we believe in the power of resurrection, and it gives us strength and courage to tackle and live into these days of uncertainty and anxiety. When we lament our worries to God, we are confident that God is present. We are confident that God hears our cries and that God's hands are at work in the world, even if it feels like the weight of the world is bearing down on us. In all of it, we know it is well with our souls. Brothers and sisters of Christ, may the peace, strength, and courage of God be with each of you this week. Amen. Acknowledging our broken world, we come to God in prayer, asking for faith and healing. God of love, we are broken, we are isolated, we are sick, and we are dying. And like Martha, we wonder why you do not come. Thank you for listening to our complaint. In your unbounded mercy, Lord, hear our prayer. God of love, we are mourning, we are crying, we are in pain. And like Mary, we wonder why you have not stepped in. Thank you for crying with us. In your unbounded mercy, Lord, hear our prayer. God of love, your church is cut off. We are unable to gather, and like the crowds, we feel powerless in the face of this overwhelming reality. Thank you for letting us hear your prayer. In your unbounded mercy, Lord, hear our prayer. God of love, we are conscious of so much need. We are surrounded by discouragement. We are overwhelmed with the desperation of so many people, so many causes, so much pain. And like Mary, Martha, and the crowds, we only seem capable of hearing our own anxiety. Thank you for your silent compassion, which provides us a safe place to be. In your unbounded mercy, Lord, hear our prayer. God of love, we are aware of those who are sick, those who care for them, those whose work is suddenly dangerous, those who cannot work, those who are attempting to keep us safe, and those who we name before you, including Eddie, Zach, Elaine, Betty, and those we name in the silence of our hearts. We thank you for your promise that nothing will separate us from your love. In your unbounded mercy, Lord, hear our prayer. God of love, we crave your presence, we crave your healing, we crave your life, and like Lazarus, we wait for your call. Thank you for coming. In your unbounded mercy, Lord, hear our prayer. Trusting the promise of mercy, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Go in peace. Christ is with you. Thanks be to God. Here ends our modified service for this fifth Sunday of Lent. I am thankful to the Reverend Rick Price, who wrote the prayers for this week. He sums up feelings that are hard to speak, and I am grateful. May God be with each of you. Amen.